Good morning, everyone. This is Larry, and Mark and I have been working through some of our favorite passages of Scripture. And this morning, I'm going to have Mark read for us a passage of Scripture that is very comforting to the believer. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 1. You know, Peter, during his lifetime, often got in the flesh and even was rebuked by Christ. Christ even said one time to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Another time, Peter decided that it was his duty to say, "Let us build three tabernacles," at the Transfiguration. And a booming voice from heaven said, "This is my son, hear ye him," right? In other words, shut up, Peter. And so I wrote a poem one time entitled, "All the Elect Are Like Peter." But Peter was used by God in a mighty way. He ministered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. And he talks about election in this chapter. He talks about the resurrection. He talks about the Christian's inheritance being incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. It's called perseverance, preservation. And he also talks about trials of our faith and the fact that we will receive the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls. And he also talks about obedience. He talks about how we were redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. The fact that we were born again by the Spirit of God. He points out that all flesh is of grass. And he also exalts the Word of God and the fact that it endures forever. And so this is a very comforting chapter for the believer. I'm going to have Mark read it, and I hope that it gives you the same comfort that it gives to me when I read it. I would say it would be listed as one of my favorite chapters in the Bible.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, the stranger scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith and the salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. And be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, who have not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him, not yet believing, ye rejoice with hope unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, and prophesied the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, and when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, the glory that should follow, to whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope the end of the graces to be brought unto you through revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance. As he which had called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. If you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work past the time of your sojourning here in fear, forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, the silver and gold from your feigned conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish, without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls, obeying the truth through the Spirit and the feigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. If grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. The word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Well, he says an awful lot in that chapter, does he not? May the good Lord be with you.